إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد، الله أكبر كبيرا، والحمد لله كثيرا، وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده، ونصر عبده، وأعز جنده، وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله، ولا نعبد إلا إياه، مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد، وسلم تسليما كبيرا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد، الله أكبر كبيرا، والحمد لله كثيرا، وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده، ونصر عبده، وأعز جنده، وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله، ولا نعبد إلا إياه، مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد، وسلم تسليما كبيرا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله، ولله الحمد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد، الله أكبر كبيرا، والحمد لله كثيرا، وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده، ونصر عبده، وأعز جنده، وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله، ولا نعبد إلا إياه، مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, we'll begin very soon. And before we begin, as we do every year, alhamdulillah, first encouragement, just as I was coming through, there's lots of spaces towards the front. If there's any space in front of you, please move forward, fill in the gaps, get the young children to move forward into the gaps as well. Please come off the walls as well, barakallahu feekum. Secondly, and again, the encouragement to move forward is because it's still quite wet anyway. We're expecting a bit of rain soon, so people won't be able to stay outside for too long. Secondly, on the day of Eid, alhamdulillah, as the masjid is full, the people are here, we use it as an opportunity for you to aim to gain and earn ajr, inshallah, reward. And for that, we have an appeal for the Hull Mosque and Islamic Center, inshallah. So I ask you, as the brothers are going round, if you can please donate generously towards your masjid, towards the upkeep, towards the builds, towards the facilities. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from you your donations and your efforts. If anybody would like to donate by card, please just raise your hand and the brothers will come to you. But if you have cash, then please put it in. If there's any brothers who have got their hands raised, just keep it raised. There should be a few brothers with the high-vis jackets on who will come to you, inshallah. From the ladies' side, please make sure you also just pass the bucket around rather than just sitting and waiting for people to put it in. Pass the bucket around, and if anybody wants to pay by card, you can do that in the ladies' side, maybe a little bit later on. Or you can actually go onto the website, hullmosque.com, and click the donate button right at the top, and you can give it through there. Jazakumullah khair. And again, please donate generously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you. As the brothers are going round, and as the people are waiting for the card machines, inshallah, I'm just going to go through the procedure of the Salat al-Eid, slightly different to the Jum'ah, as we know, even though today is Jum'ah, and there still will be Salat al-Jum'ah later on at the usual time. It's slightly different in the sense that we pray first, then we have the khutbah after. The prayer is 2 rak'at, and there are extra takbirat within the prayer. There's different variations of how many takbirat extra you do. Some of the madhahib, for example, the Hanafi madhahib and others, you have the 3 in the first rak'ah and 3 in the second. But here in our masjid, we do it slightly differently, where we have 7 extra takbirat in the first rak'ah, and that's as soon as we say Allahu Akbar. So we say the first takbiratul ula, the first takbir, then there are 7 extra takbirs, then the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha, and then a surah, we go into ruku', sujood. When we stand back up again, straight away we do 5 extra takbirat, and this is from the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and one of the more authentic hadith as well, alhamdulillah. And also the community here is very mixed, and so it caters to most, if not all. So please bear that in mind, inshallah, make your intentions. Usually I encourage you to make sure that you know that the Eid is not a fard salah, but it's highly recommended for men, for women, for even the children to come, alhamdulillah. But just a reminder, I said this last year and people were getting a bit upset and saying you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't embarrass people and so on. It's not about embarrassment. But the main thing that I'm trying to say now is the Eid is not fard, but the fard of Salat al-Fajr is definitely fard. So we make sure that we have done our Salat al-Fajr. If we haven't, make sure you catch it up today, whatever time it may be. Usually I tell you to catch it up before the Eid prayer itself. Make sure you pray your Fajr, your Dhuhr, your Asr, your Maghrib and your Isha. These are the priority. And the reason why I say this is because people seem to think that Eid is the most important thing, and we neglect our fara'id, the most important prayers that are there. So inshallah, just as we've gone through that, I think the brothers, as soon as I get a thumbs up to tell me that they're finished, if anybody else would like to donate by card, please raise your hand. If not, then we shall begin. There's just one here, inshallah. The second thing, as we stand in a moment, please make sure that your lines are nice and straight, and especially, and even we encourage you also in the ladies' side as well, just make sure your lines are straight. People are standing close together. There are still a few hands that are raised. If there's anybody still needing towards the front, then please make sure we do that. I think that's the last one, then we'll start inshallah. And if you've missed the opportunity, you can do it after the salah as well, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. If we could please stand for the salah. Straighten your lines, stand shoulder to shoulder, fill in the gaps. Please switch off your mobile phones or put them on silent. Pray as if it is your last. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
سبحان
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي
الأعلى. الله أكبر. أي علي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وخليله. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأوصيكم عباد الله نفسي ونفسي بعباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله وطاعته، فإنها سبب لتفريج الكربات وجلب المسرات. قال سبحانه وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا. عباد الله، هذا يوم مبارك من أيام الله تعالى، تعظم فيه شعائر الله، ويلهج الناس فيه بالتكبير والتحميد والتهليل والتمجيد. فيه شعيرة الأضحية التي هي نسك عظيم، وهي مرتبطة بذكر تاريخية جليلة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أيها المسلمون، لا يومنا هذا يوم بر وإحسان وتحقيق أسباب المودة والوئام ودفع أسباب الخصام. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا، ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتكم، أفشوا السلام بينكم. وهذا يوم العفو والتسامح والمحبة والتصافح. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق 3 ليال يلتقيان فيعرض هذا ويعرض هذا، وخيرهما الذي يبدأ بالسلام. وهو يوم الرأفة بالضعفاء والمساكين والأيتام والأرامل والمحتاجين. فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا شكى إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قسوة قلبه فقال امسح رأس اليتيم وأطعم المسكين. My dear respected brothers, sisters, elders, and especially the youngsters today, today is a day for us to celebrate. Today is a day for us to rejoice. Today is a day to remind one another of our duties towards our Creator. As we mentioned, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will allow for him a way out. Allah will allow ease for that person. Allah will make the affairs of that person easy for him. As the translation is, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. It will allow you to see a way out when you feel like there is no way out. And this can apply to any situation that we are in. Whether it's we're going through a difficulty, whether we are going through a hardship, whether we're going through a test or a trial, whether we have examinations, I know some people today have exams, whatever the test is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you to come through it, be better because of it, learn lessons from it. But the key is, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. So today is the day of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being conscious of Allah and allowing you to tell other people, to pass that message on to other people as well. Today is the day of takbirat and tahmid and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Him. And this is why we say Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Today is also the day of rejoicing and celebrating and congratulating one another. This is why in a moment's time when we stand up and we hug one another and we greet one another and we say Eid Mubarak and we say Kul Aam Wa Antum Bikhair and we say Taqabbal Allah Minna Wa Minkum. This is a dua. We are praying for one another. We are saying to one another, congratulations, today is the day of Eid. We are saying that may Allah accept from you and accept from me our good deeds. We are saying may Allah forgive you and forgive me for my shortcomings and your shortcomings. So when we say these dua, when we say these words to one another, we should say it with meaning. When we say Eid Mubarak, mean it. Congratulate one another because today is that day of congratulations. But the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I mentioned in the khutbah is that a person will not enter Jannah until they love one another. لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا, until you believe, sorry. So you will not enter Jannah until you believe. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا, and you have not believed until you love one another. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, shall I tell you something that will create or that make that love strong between you, between one another? And he said, أفشوا السلام بينكم. Spread peace amongst one another. Spread salam. This can be done by saying assalamu alaikum. We say salamu alaikum to one another. But also it can be done in our actions. We show peace. We spread salam. We spread this love amongst one another. When I say assalamu alaikum to you, I say it from the depths of my heart and I mean it. I mean, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and His rahmah and His peace be with you. And then the response comes, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi barakatuh. Today is also the day of tasamuh, for forgiveness. So we should forgive one another. We should allow these things that come in between us to be removed. We should be rejoicing and be strong amongst one another. And through that, it builds love. And this is what we said earlier, لا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that it is not correct, it is not befitting of a Muslim to be upset with another Muslim for more than 3 days. And he mentions that the best of the people is the one who يبدأ بالسلام. So let's say two people have argued, two people are not very good with one another. The first one to approach and to say, Assalamu alaikum. The first one to approach and say, please forgive me. The first one to make that move, they are the best. وَخَيْرُهُمَا الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ بِالسَّلَامِ. Today is that day of rejoicing. Today is that day of celebrating. But also,
Today is the day when we remember our brothers and our sisters around the world, those who don't have what we have, those who don't have the luxuries that we have, the luxury of coming to the masjid, the luxury of praying Salatul Eid amongst one another, with one another. Even though we aim to pray one jama'ah in the grass in the field today, we had to cancel because of the weather, we say Alhamdulillah. We still manage to gather here in the masjid. There are our brothers and our sisters today who will be trying to celebrate Eid, but they don't have their family members. They don't have their loved ones. They are still being killed in their thousands and thousands. In Gaza, in Palestine, in Syria, in Sudan, in other places around the world. So remember them today, my dear brothers and sisters. And this is one of the lessons that we take from the Udhiyah, the Qurbani that I hope we have managed to give or to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give something to those who have less than us, and through that we remember them. Through that we are fulfilling the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam with his son Ismail alayhi salam, and through that we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also we are benefiting the people. I mentioned this in a khutbah a few weeks ago, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is not the sacrificial animal, it is not the meat that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the blood that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What reaches him is taqwa, is piety from you. So this is the key, my dear brothers and sisters, when it comes to the udhiyah. This is the lesson that we take from this udhiyah. We sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day of Eid al-Mubarak, Eid al-Adha, and it's on a Friday, sometimes it's known as Eid al-Akbar, for those hujjaj who are doing their Eid today on Yawm al-Jum'ah. It is a blessed, blessed occasion. We are very, very fortunate. So we spread this peace amongst one another. We spread this salam amongst one another. And we spread that love from ourselves to each other. So when we stand shortly, inshaAllah ta'ala, understand how blessed and how fortunate we are. Understand that this day of Eid is a day for us to rejoice. But ultimately, it is a day to fear Allah, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through that, we try our very best to fulfill our duties as Muslimin. We fulfill our duties as mu'mineen, and through that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from me and from you. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وبارك وصلي وسلم عليه. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, as I mentioned, today being the day of celebration, it is the day, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, ayyamu aklin wa shurbin wa dhikrillah. Today is the day of eating, it is the day of drinking, and it is the day of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the day of rejoice, it is the day of dhikr, it is the day of remembrance. So as we go back to our families and as we go back to our homes, we need to understand that this deen of ours is a blessing for us. And this is why I said just before the khutbah that when we understand that Islam is a blessing, we will take the most from a day like today. We won't just come to the masjid with our new clothes on just to see one another, to go home and have good food. But it's for good food, for drinking the halal of course, and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So throughout the day, mention your takbirat. Throughout the day, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout the day, make sure you pray your salawat on time. The worry here, the scary thing is, even Salat al-Fajr here in the masjid, We had less people today than we did yesterday. On the greatest day, day of Eid or day of Friday, in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. It gives an indication, my dear brothers and sisters, where our mentality is. So the reminder for today, inshaAllah ta'ala, is that today being the day of Eid, it's not a day to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is the day to remember Allah. So remember Allah, as Allah says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. When they remember me, I remember them. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And be grateful to me. Do not be takfurun, do not be ungrateful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant mercy on us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us that when we say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, that we say it with understanding, that we are saying Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. And to him we are thankful, and to him we are grateful. Please know that this day of Eid is an opportunity to show kindness. It is an opportunity to remember Allah. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. And the final point here I'm going to make is وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Worship Allah. Do not associate any partners with him, and do good to your parents. So if your parents are with you now, if they are sitting next to you, or they are waiting for you at home, hug them, appreciate them. If they've passed away already, pray for them today, remember them today. If you are able to go and visit them in their graves, in the graveside or in the graveyard, visit them today, why not? Remember them on this day and be good to them. This is the lesson that we should take for every single one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive every single one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be able to understand how blessed and how fortunate we are. And when we rejoice in a moment's time, say to each other, Eid Mubarak. Kulla aam wa antum bi khair. Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum salih al a'mal. Wa ghafar Allah lana wa lakum. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of you. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله عيد سعيد كل عام وانتم بخير تقبل الله منا منكم وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
عيد مبارك.
عيد مبارك. I don't know where this is going. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
No need to cut the tissue for the book. How's this? Still chilling for another few weeks.
Yes.
And, no one turned this off.